Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I mentioned this in a podcast that's coming out over the next few days. I recorded it the other day where I talk about each team, each premiership winning team, and who was the guy that I look at that owned that side. I'll go into a bit more detail on that over the next few days. Really exciting podcast to bring you. Pretty long one too, going through the old premiership sides over the last 20 years, talking about the main dudes that I remember from that side, the teams that took ownership of those teams. And one that I mentioned was 2012. I sort of remember the Melbourne Storm premiership being Cooper Cronk's premiership. And this is what I find really interesting about these years, 2011, 2012, 2013. Obviously, 2010, the Melbourne Storm, they get done for the salary cap of 07, 08, 09. 2010, they lose all their points. They lose a number of players too. A number of guys are forced to leave. We see Brett White, Greg Inglis, a number of superstars leave. And for me, I look back at 2011, 12, and 13 as the years where it really was the big three. It was these three that they kept. They built the club around these three, and they were surrounded by still quality fellas that Craig Bellamy did a fantastic job with, but I think this is the years where they're the most vulnerable. And I feel like 2012, this was the year they won the premiership. Of course, Cooper Cronk, he was the Clive Churchill medalist that night. He was unreal. I talk about it quite often. The pass that he threw to Billy Slater in that grand final was just unbelievable. It's something that you see quite often now in rugby league, but then it wasn't very common, and they really caught the Bulldogs napping on that play. I love when you hear Cooper and Billy Slater talking through that play. But I want to talk about Cooper Cronk during this period. And look, I mentioned him the other day when talking about Benji. Copped a huge amount of backlash, and I feel like all I'm doing is trying to prove to people how good Cooper Cronk was. But and I am going to take a little breather after this one, but this is something I found interesting. Look, you could argue against it, and that's fine. I won't argue with you. But for me, as I said, 2011 to 2013, this is when they were really vulnerable. They were coming out of that salary cap drama, and it was down to the big three. And the argument I constantly hear from people is that Cooper Cronk, he had the best players around him. Yeah, he wasn't as much of a good halfback. He wasn't a fantastic individual. Put him in a shit team, he wouldn't go well. And as I always say, all hypothetical. The reason why Cooper Cronk wasn't in shit teams was because shit teams didn't interest Cooper Cronk. He wanted to be the best teams. He wanted to win premierships. And no shock, the best teams, who did they want in their building? Cooper Cronk, yeah. He never had to go through being in a shit team. And the fact that we sort of look at him and go, oh, yeah, he was in good teams, it's like, oh, does the halfback have anything to do with teams being good? I don't know. You tell me. But you always hear Slater, you hear Cameron Smith when they talk about back in those days who was the main voice on the field, who was the leader, and it was Cooper Cronk. It always was. He was calling the shots. And is that a halfback's job? Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. But when you got a guy like Cameron Smith in your side who's arguably the greatest player ever, for another guy to still be calling all the shots and pulling the strings, pretty impressive. And look, I went back to 2011 and 2013, as I said, and I went through the Dally M points for each of these three guys, and it's amazing how many points each of them scored in each of these seasons. It is simply unbelievable. Considering they're in the same team, Look, in 2013, Billy Slater, he scored 16 points. Now, across these three players, across those 3 years, that was the lowest amount of points that these guys scored. Now, when you consider that a lot of Dally M's, a number of Dally M's have been won with about 25, 26 points, in Billy Slater's worst year, which was the worst year out of the three of these guys over these 3 years, he was only 9 points behind that, which is incredible. But Billy Slater, 2011, he scored 29 points. He wins it that year, an incredible season for Billy. 2012, he scores 19 Dally M points. 2013, he scores 16 Dally M points. As I said, that was the low, 16, a pretty handy result there. Look, over those years, Billy Slater played 69 club games. There were 69 club games where he could potentially pick up Dally M points. He managed to pick up 64 points in those 69 games. Incredibly impressive. At a strike rate of 0.9. Yeah, so he was worth almost one Dally M point every single time he stepped on the field for those 69 games. Incredibly impressive to be worth almost 1 point every time you step on the field from 69 games. Very impressive. Cameron Smith, 2011. He scores 20 points, 2012, 20 points, 2013, 20 points once again. So over those 3 years, Cameron Smith, he scored 20 Dally M points each and every year from 2011 to 2013. Incredibly consistent. You know, there's only five or six guys that score over 20 Dally M points a year. And for Cameron Smith to be in it all 3 years, whilst, remember, in 2011, Billy Slater scored 29. So he stole a heap of points off him. The other years, Billy Slater scored 19 and 16 as well. So a heap of points were stolen by Billy Slater. Cameron Smith still puts up 20 points each and every year for those 3 seasons. So he scored 60 Dally M points in 72 games, a strike rate of 0.83. So just under Billy Slater, just under that 1 point a game mark. Once again, incredibly impressive. Now, these are the two people you tell me are stars, and this is the reason why Cooper Cronk isn't as effective, isn't as good, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it all. 2011. Yeah, as I said, Billy Slater wins the Dally M point with 20, wins the Dally M with 29 points. Cameron Smith scored 20 points that season. Do you know how many Cooper Cronk had that season in 2011? 25 Dally M points. Cooper had 25, Billy had 29, Smith had 20. Unbelievable from these three. And as I said, this is probably when they were their most vulnerable, and this is when they let all those players go, and it was up to these three to steer the ship once again. Cooper comes up with 25 Dally M points. 2012 rolls around. As we said, Cameron Smith, once again, he collects 20 points, Billy Slater 19 points. There's 49 points gone that Cooper Cronk cannot possibly get. He still manages to score another 25 Dally M points in season 2012. And do remember, he obviously goes on to win the Clive Churchill Medal that year. So over those 2 years, that's 50 Dally M points he's collected and one Clive Churchill Medal and one Premiership. Pretty impressive. 2013 comes around. He actually wins the Dally M medal this season with 28 points. Over those 3 seasons, 2011, 2012, 2013, Cooper Cronk played 67 games. He collected 78 Dally M medal points. Simply unbelievable. 67 games, 78 Dally M points. Every time Cooper Cronk stepped on the field, he was worth 1.16 Dally M points over those 67 games. He scored more points than Smith and then Slater in less games. To me, this is simply incredible. And I know I talk about Cooper Cronk a lot because I just feel like he doesn't get the respect put on his name that he should. And I know a lot of people want to say, oh, he was in a star-studded team. Halfbacks make star-studded teams, yeah. The halfback is so critical. Cooper Cronk, he was the main voice in this side. And, I mean, here's 3 years of that time they were together. Cooper Cronk, by far and away, collected more Dally M points than these guys. Now, is the Dally M system perfect? No. No, it's not. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is a be-all and end-all science, but, geez, it gives you a pretty good indication, doesn't it? I mean, Billy Slater, it seemed like he was getting Dally M points left, right, and centre at this time. It felt like all the talk was about Slater. It was always about if Cameron Smith was going to be the best player ever or not, how far could he go with his career? Cooper Cronk, I mean, I feel like we didn't really talk about him as being the best seven ever. We didn't really talk about him in that high-end caliber. We spoke about how impressive he was and how he was a system halfback. But, geez, to be able to be this impressive over that period of time with these two champions next to you stealing points from you left, right, and center, I really do think it's unbelievable from Cooper Cronk. I think we undervalue the footballer he is and what he's achieved. I mean, this is 2012, yeah? This is 2012. He's winning a premiership. He's averaging, what, 26 Dally M? He's averaging 26 Dally M points a season. That is unbelievable to average 26 Dally M points a season over 3 years. Simply incredible. This guy plays Origin. He does all these things. He goes away. He plays Test match at the end of the year. You would think at some point his body would be exhausted. It would run out of gas. Nah. He plays 21, 23, 23 games over those 3 years. Every single year, he scored more Dally M points than games he played. So every time he stepped on the field, he was worth more than 1 point. It really is unbelievable. There isn't a big outlier season. There isn't a season where he scored 40 Dally M points and it lifts the other ones up. 25 Dally M points in 2011, 25 Dally M points in 2012, 28 Dally M points in 2013. This is simply unbelievable from Cooper Cronk. I feel like it's something that we do not talk about enough. Look, I know I took a hard stance on Benji the other day, but in comparing him to Cooper Cronk, I really don't see the argument. I understand the culture side of it, but what Cooper Cronk has achieved, the consistency I had, I mean, this is in three seasons where he won one Dally M medal, and he won one Clive Churchill, and he won a premiership. Fast forward to the end of his career, he wins three premierships in a row with two clubs, two champion clubs. Yeah, I know that. I get it. But they're three champion clubs because they have champion players in them. Both of them targeted Cooper Cronk. Both of them built themselves around Cooper Cronk. Put some respect on this guy's name, please.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.